This prompt book is from a famous, some actually might say infamous, production of A Midsummer Night's Dream, which was directed by Herbert Barebaum Tree in 1911. The page you see here records some of the action at the beginning of Act Two, which opens on an idyllic woodland setting designed by Hawes Craven. The stage direction on the left page tells us that a fairy child enters from stage left. He looks around and he sees a rabbit by a tree. He goes and pulls its tail, and that the rabbit exits behind the tree. In fact, we know that several rabbits remained on stage throughout this production. They apparently followed trails of bran left for them as a means of keeping them in order. Unfortunately, the rabbits proved a distraction to both the audience and the actors. The magazine Punch opened its review of the production, praising Tree's clever troop of tamed rabbits at length before it discussed the rest of the production. What was so really significant about his project was that at a time when Shakespeare's plays were thought to lack any commercial interest, Tree proved that Shakespeare's plays had popular appeal. The rabbits were part of a bucolic fairy world meant to seem absolutely and utterly real to the audience, though some critics felt that he had gone too far.